Let me just point out that what is the program? Yes, I know, but and then?
And then
what time is going to be?
Normally. 45
minute talk. You can hold on to about 20 past and take some questions and comments
for half past 12. Okay.
And Guru
Puja
should be around
12:30. Yes. What's wrong with this? It's not exactly a clock. Okay. You may go later, depending on the
okay.
Clock.
Thank you.
generally should not have heard of any of the Vedic texts, constitutionalized divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON Samsthapakacharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granta Raj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Sri Dayal Nitai Gaura Hari ki jai, Sri Gopanima Mahotsava ki jai, Gopremanandi, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Gopanima for a few days actually. We started on Friday night. We had a program in Durban at Chatsworth on Friday night. And there we introduced the subject by talking about the initial appearance of Lord Chaitanya in this world, how he appeared, under what circumstances, and the significance of the different arrangements and circumstances, and how he began establishing his mission, which is to enlighten the people through the chanting of the holy names, particularly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, and then yesterday we had a program again. We had a program last night, also in Chatsworth. And then we talked about the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was sort of preschool age. Those pastimes, there's some very nice pastimes. We're going to move on here and talk a bit about some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as a young boy, like when he was at school and growing up, going into his teenage years, approaching adulthood, and into adulthood, actually. So let's talk a bit about those pastimes. First of all, I'm going to read a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 4. Anarpita charinchi rat, karunaya batirna kamo, samarpayitum unnojjwala, rasam swabhakti shriyam, hari purata sundara juti, kadamba sandipita, sada hridaya kandare spuratu, va sachinandana. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the Son of Shrimati Sachi Devi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, but to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Yes, so that's a very beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Lord Chaitanya, we know, Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. He is directly Krishna himself in person. There are many avatars, incarnations of the Lord, and they are, we can say, forms of Krishna, but Krishna himself in person, Krishna himself, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, there's a slight difference. There's a difference between the different avatars, incarnations, expansions of the Lord and Lord Krishna himself. Generally, those different expansions and incarnations, they have partially the potencies of Krishna. Partially. They're very great. They're much, much greater than us, than all of us put together, to say the very least. But still, compared to Lord Krishna himself in person, there are important differences. So Lord Chaitanya, though, he is directly Krishna himself, the complete supreme personality of Godhead. Not a partial expansion, or part of a part, or something like that. If we could just keep the noise down there. Yeah, he is the absolute original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself directly. So, Krishna, of course, we know, he was a little mischievous. He was, a little mischievous child, little mischievous adult also, but particularly through his childhood and his youth, Krishna's very famous for stealing butter. That was when he was here 5,000 years ago. And even in the kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, the home of the Supreme Lord, way beyond this material world, and Krishna is also a little mischievous. He also steals butter. We say that unlike this world, the spiritual world is perfect. It is just so wonderful. There is no ignorance. There is no pain. There is no sickness, illness. There's none of these things at all. There is no death. There is no birth. Everyone is there eternally and everything is going on eternally. But in Goloka Vrindavan, in the kingdom of God, there is no crime. There is no crime. Except there is a bit of crime. But the only crime is Krishna steals the butter. But in doing that, he steals the hearts of the devotees. And they don't complain that, oh, we stole our butter. Rather, they invite him back to come and steal some more tomorrow. And it binds them close to him in love. So when Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya was also a little mischievous as a young boy. We mentioned yesterday how when Krishna, when Lord Chaitanya was a very small boy, because his mission is to spread the chanting and get people to chant the holy names, which is the religious activity for this age. So when he was a small child, he would play games with the adults. He would cry. Children are usually very good at crying. He would cry. And the adults, particularly the ladies, would try to pacify him by all the different techniques and tactics and strategies that ladies have for pacifying children. But one time he was crying so hard, they just couldn't pacify him. Ah, thank you. We were waiting for that. But in this case, they couldn't pacify him after hours. And then one of the ladies, in frustration, she said, "Oh, Krishna!" And little Lord Chaitanya stopped crying momentarily. But they didn't know this is the trick. So there was quiet for maybe 15 seconds or so, or something like that. And then suddenly Lord Chaitanya started crying again, and crying. And again that lady became frustrated and said, "Oh, Krishna!" And he stopped crying. And then it sort of clicked. They tuned in and got the idea. Let us do this. He started crying again. They chanted Hare Krishna. He stopped. So it was going on and on like this. And all the ladies knew, we must chant Hare Krishna. We always chant Hare Krishna. And then the child is peaceful. But actually, of course, it's a fascinating little childish pastime of Lord Chaitanya. But it's also, he's showing his mission of the spreading of the chanting of the holy names and getting people to chant the holy names. So, yes, Lord Chaitanya, he was mischievous when he was young. Like when he was at school, that sort of age. He and his friends, they would go to school in the morning. And in the early afternoon or midday or so, the school would finish for the day. They'd go down to the Ganges to bathe. And it was the culture in those days. Middle of the day, everyone goes to bathe in the Ganges. So they'd go down to the Ganges. There'd be many people there bathing. And Lord Chaitanya and his friends, they'd also go in and bathe. But Lord Chaitanya, as a mischievous young boy, he would swim under the water. The Ganges water, if you've been there, if you've seen it, it's kind of cloudy. It's cloudy. It's not exactly like clear, clear water. There's sand mixed in it. So it's a kind of cloudy greenish color, greenish blue or so. So he would go swimming right underneath, and people couldn't see that he was there. And sometimes some Brahmin would be there chanting Gayatri, holding his thread, and chanting very seriously in the Ganges with the water up to his chest. This is a very common practice. There he is chanting his mantras. And Lord Chaitanya, the young schoolboy, swimming right down under the water, would grab his feet and pull his feet out. And that Brahmin would go under. Oh, and get very upset. But it was just sort of like a friendly, affectionate little exchange. And sometimes he would swim along and someone would be chanting Gayatri perhaps, or just there in the water. And Lord Chaitanya would come up right in front of them and splash them very vigorously with water. These pastimes were going on. So one time, famously, it happened that Lord Chaitanya, he was doing like that. And splashing people and pulling them under and all sorts of some other things too. And some of the people became really irritated. And they went to speak to his father, who the house was not far away at all. Maybe a couple of hundred meters from the river. And they complained to Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya, that look at this, what is your son doing? There's maybe 20 of them complaining. Lord Chaitanya, when he came out of the water, he told his friends, just wait here. When my father comes, tell him I'm still at school. Yeah, I haven't come to take bath. Just tell him that. Okay. So off went Lord Chaitanya back to the school with his books. And he's in the school now. So, but now Jagannath Mishra, his father, came running down to the river. Where is, in those days, Lord Chaitanya as a child? He was called Nima. Because he took birth, he appeared under a neem tree. So he came running down with a stick in his hand. Where is Nima? Asking people. And then he saw the friends. The friends, Nima's school friends. Where is he? Where is the son of mine? And the friends said, he's back at school. Yeah. He wanted to stay in school longer and do extra study so he would do better in school and please you. And Jagannath Mishra was bewildered. You mean he hasn't been down here? No. He hasn't been here yet. He's going to come later when he finishes. So Jagannath Mishra, with these 20 or 30 people who had complained to him, off they went to the school. So they're entering the school premises, the property, and he should come out of the classroom holding his books in his arm with ink, little splatters here and there, with dry hair. You know, in those days, everyone kept long hair. So long hair, but dry. So it appears he hasn't been in the Ganges yet. Who should come out but Nima, young Lord Chaitanya. And Jagannath Mishra was really taken aback. And all the 20 or 30 people, they're also a bit shocked. And Jagannath Mishra asked Lord Chaitanya, so what have you been doing? I was here doing schoolwork. You went down in the Ganges? No. I was here doing schoolwork. And Jagannath Mishra turned to the people that complained and said, What are you people talking about? You're trying to get him into trouble. This is not right. And they just didn't know what to say. So Lord Chaitanya would do things like that. Sometimes, you know, because people would bathe in the river. It was so common, totally common. And there would be a men's section and a ladies' section. And the people would leave their clothes, the men just up from the men's section and the ladies just up from the ladies' section. And little Nimai, school age, he's maybe 10 years old now, he would swap the clothes when no one was watching. He'd take all the ladies' clothes and put them where the men's clothes were, and take the men's clothes and put them where the ladies' clothes were. And the people would come out and become bewildered. Krishna, he also stole the clothes. Sometimes the young girls, they would come down by the Ganges and do some puja, maybe to Katyayani, to Durga, some puja that, please, we would like to have a good husband. Please make some arrangements. And so they'd have a little altar, just a little temporary thing they put up there with a small deity of Katyayani. They'd offer some fruit and flowers and different things. And then they'd bow down and chant the mantras. While they're bowing down, Nimai would come and steal all the fruit and sit there. Sometimes he would take Katyayani off the altar and sit on the altar. And so they're chanting their mantras, now they come up. And there's Nimai sitting on the altar. And he's eating the bananas and things that they offered. And they were shocked and they chastised him. That this is an offense to Katyayani, Devi. Durga, this is an offense to her. You can't eat this fruit. We're offering it to her. And Lord Chaitanya and Nimai would say, don't you know? I am the Lord of Katyayani. I am her master. So if I want to take things that you offer to her, that's fine. That's good. And the girls, of course, they didn't know that it's true. That actually, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is Deva, Deva, the God of the gods. Even though the gods are the demigods, they're very important people, extremely important and powerful. Must not be minimized. But he is their master. He's their Lord. They all bow down before him. Yes, so that they didn't understand that. They block their ears. How dare you say something like that? But it was true. He would do things like that. Mischievous. School age, Nimai. And when he was at school, Nimai did not conduct himself as a devotee. This is a very interesting point. He acted as if he was a non-devotee. I mean, he acted like he was very pious brother, but not specifically a devotee. His father was a great devotee and was one of the great leaders of the devotee community in Navadvip. But Nimai at school when his school friends, some of whom were devotees, like Gadadha from the Panchatattva, Gadadha Pandit, he was a great devotee in his school days, always chanting, always preaching. And sometimes he would try to preach to Nima, then come on, become a devotee. Your father's a great devotee, your mother's a devotee. So many of your friends, come and join us. You can be a very good devotee. And Nimai would say, no, 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 you're not going to catch me jumping up and down, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. No, thanks. It's not for me. But those friends would try from time to time. At school, Nimai was very brilliant student, just totally in a class of his own. And there would be debates regularly, because it was a school for Brahmins, teaching puja, teaching mantras, teaching scripture, and teaching preaching, how to present these things. So he was a very brilliant student. Regularly, practically every day, they would have debates on different scriptural points, religious points. And Nimai always, he would not just defeat his opponent, he would devastate the opponent. You could ask him to debate. You know, like now it's, what is it? It's 12 o'clock. And it's a nice fine day. So there, of course, in Bengal, the weather is much better than Peter Maritzburg. It's so much better. So, nice day at school. But now it's a debate. And what is the debate? Nimai would say, I have a topic. Let us debate that right now it is midnight. I will debate it as midnight, and you debate it as midday. You know, so it looks too obvious, kind of a bit silly. But Lord Chaitanya would debate in such a way that after a little while, the opponent would agree, it is midnight. It is midnight. And then Lord Chaitanya would say, okay, that's fine. Now I want to debate that it's midday. And then he, having completely defeated his opponent in this almost crazy debate, he would then turn around and totally defeat him, taking the opposite position. So Lord Chaitanya, as a child, he was a very amazing, amazing person. Incredibly brilliant intellectual, but not outwardly showing himself generally. Sometimes, but generally not really showing himself as a devotee. One day, Nimai returned from school with, would you believe, devotees, listen to this, a puppy dog. Now, according to Vedic culture, you know what Vedic culture says about puppy dogs? Not so much very good. Dogs are dirty. And if you observe them, you'll see dogs are dirty. They're really dirty. So therefore, in Vedic culture, and at that time, 530 or so years ago, people did not keep dogs.
as pets or cats or budgerigars or fish in fish tanks, etc. They kept cows. Most families, so many families had at least one cow. But one day, Lord Chaitanya Nimai returned from school with a puppy dog. And he told his mother, "Look what I found on the road. He's mine." And Mother Sachi, Sachi Devi, who in Krishna Leela is Mother Yashoda, Mother Sachi said, "You can't bring a dog in here. Keep him outside. If you must have a dog, keep the dog outside." But Nimai said, "No. He's my dog. I'll keep him inside." So there's this whole argument. But in the end, Nimai threw a bit of a tantrum, and Mother Sachi just, there wasn't much she could do. So the dog was inside. And she was really not happy. However, during the day, Nimai would go to school. And he didn't take the dog. The dog stayed home. So one day, Mother Sachi took the dog and took the dog away. Like, you know, here we are in North Dove. She took the dog down by the town hall. Grey Street, it's not Grey Street, is it? Chota. Chotabai. Okay, whatever. A rose by any other name will smell as sweet. So whether it's, well, it was Grey Street, was it? Church Street. Clerk Street. Or Chota Motala, whatever it is. It's the same street. Alright, alright. So she took the dog way down. Way down away and left this dog there. And Nimai came home and said, "Where's my dog?" And Mother Sachi said, "I don't know. It's your dog. You tell me where he is." "What have you done with my dog?" "Nothing. It's your dog. You've taken my dog away." "No, I haven't." Oh, I thought Chaitanya got really upset. But that dog, who's now down in sort of Church Street, Chotabai Street, whatever it is, Long Market, down there, that dog manifested an amazing transformation. That dog started holding one man or one dog Harinam Sankirtan programs. He would dance and chant on his own and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in dog language. Yeah. Every day. And people would gather, crowds would gather and surround the dog who was just chanting and chanting and crying in ecstasy and manifesting many symptoms of ecstasy through the association with Lord Chaitanya. And one day, not long after, having been transformed like that by the association of Lord Chaitanya, in the middle of the kirtan, surrounded by people who were all joining in and chanting with him, the dog left his body and manifested a spiritual form and went back to the kingdom of God through the association of Lord Chaitanya. So there are many amazing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as a youth. There are just so many amazing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And what we like to do, our practice is that for some time before and even a little after, we go through a lot of these things to remind ourselves who is Lord Chaitanya, what did he do, and how wonderful he was and is. Yeah, how he appeared. Let's tell you one story here, if Mother Rasamrita doesn't mind, or she's gone, so it's all right. Yes, let us tell you one story. Please listen to this. This story begins in Goloka Vrindavan, in the kingdom of God. In Dwarka, where Krishna was a prince, Dwarka is also within Goloka Vrindavan. So in Dwarka, Krishna was living there with his many wives, and the chief wife was Rukmini. And one day Rukmini got a message, Krishna is coming, he's going to visit your house, your palace. Krishna is coming, please get ready. So she and her assistants, they cleaned everything just very quickly and set up a nice throne and paraphernalia for welcoming Krishna suitably. And she, Rukmini, was waiting at the door. And sure enough, just a few minutes later, Lord Krishna arrived. And Rukmini met him at the door. And her attitude, her relationship, her attitude towards Krishna as her husband was extremely respectful. The gopis in Vrindavan with Krishna, you know, they're not so formal. The relationships tend to be, you could say, a lot more easygoing. Perhaps you could say something like that. But with the queens of Dwarka, the relationships were very formal. He is the husband. He is the master. He is the head of the family. And it's a husband-wife relationship, but really in a mood of great respect. So Krishna arrived, and Rukmini just fell at his feet. Fell on his feet, crying. Oh my Lord, thank you so much. I'm so happy you've come. It is just wonderful. But Krishna was taken aback. Here's his wife on his feet, crying. And even though she expressed like happiness, but somehow Krishna thought, she is upset. Something is wrong, because she's crying. And Krishna said, no, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Something's wrong. Tell me what's wrong. And Rukmini said, no, nothing's wrong. It's wonderful. I'm just so happy you're here. And started crying again. And Krishna said, no, I can tell. I've done something wrong. I've upset you. Tell me what I've done. And Rukmini again said, no, you've done nothing. I'm just too happy that you've come. And she took him inside, sat him down on the throne, offered arti. And as she is offering the arti, she's crying. And sometimes dropping the things. And so Krishna, in the middle of the arti, he stopped and said, come on, what's wrong? Tell me what is wrong. I have done something wrong. And Rukmini said, no, 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 you've done nothing wrong. I'm happy. And Krishna said, but I don't understand. How is it? You're crying and crying, but you're telling me you're happy. I don't understand. I don't understand. And Rukmini said, my dear husband, that is the problem. You don't understand. Even though you are the Supreme Lord, and you are Sarvajna, you are all-knowing, omniscient, but there is one thing you don't understand. And you need to learn it if you want to be known as being omniscient. You don't understand how much your devotees love you. You don't understand. And Krishna said, wow, really? That is very interesting. How am I going to learn that? And Rukmini said, there is only one way you can learn this. You have to become a devotee. You cannot learn it from the outside looking in. You have to become part of it. You have to become a devotee. Then you can understand how much your devotees love you. And how much I love you. And Krishna said, yes, okay, I must do that. And Rukmini said, actually, you must not just become any devotee. You must become a devotee like Srimati Radharani. You must become the supreme devotee. Then you'll understand very clearly. And Krishna is saying, yeah, I must become like Radharani. Boy, how am I going to do that though? Sure. I just didn't know what to do about it all. At that moment, devotees, who should arrive but Narada Muni, the great traveling mendicant preacher, devotee. He arrived, and he came and offered his obeisances to Krishna, and got up, and then Krishna saw, Narada Muni is upset, something is wrong, he's not happy. Usually he's very happy. And so Krishna asked him, Narada, what's wrong? Where have you been? What happened to you? Why are you upset? And confiscated. We will sell it to offset the costs of the festival tomorrow. So, yeah. I mean, you all know how to switch off a telephone. Come on. So Narada arrived and he's actually upset. And Krishna asked him, what's wrong? What happened to you? And Narada said, I have just returned here from the material world. I visited the material world. And I went to a place, a country. I went to planet Earth. And I went to a country called South something. South Af something. South Afro. South Africa, that's it. And I was trying to preach there, but it was really difficult. The people wouldn't listen. And I went to this one city in the South Africa place. This one city called Peter something. Peter or Paul or John or something something. Peter Maritzburg, something like that. And there it was really bad. It was too bad. I was trying to preach, but people just wouldn't give me 1 minute. It was terrible. And I just came from there. And I don't know what to do about this Peter Maritz place. Peter Maritzburg. I just don't know what to do. It's beyond me. Narayana said, so many people I've preached to in the past, they became devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of accounts of me meeting this one and that one, and they became devotees. But in this Peter Maritzburger place, it just didn't work at all. What to do? And then Narayana said, I know what to do. You have to go there, my Lord. No one other than you has the potency to change these people. You're going to have to go. But there in that Peter Maritzburger place, it is Kali Yuga. So if you go as you normally go, and demonstrate how you're the Supreme Lord and take shoes off, all right, shoes are off, okay. Yeah, if you go as the Supreme Lord, it's Kali Yuga. They'll just want to copy you. And you'll get all these so-called avatars and incarnations all over. So what you have to do, my Lord, you have to go as a devotee. Because then when they copy you, they will become devotees. This is what you have to do. And then it really clicked in Lord Krishna's mind. That's it. I will go as a devotee. I will go as in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then Lord Krishna manifested his form as Lord Chaitanya, the combined form of Krishna and Radharani. But Radharani more predominant. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's color is the same color as Radharani, not the darkish color of Krishna. Same color as Radharani, molten gold, rich golden color. And he manifested the form there. And they say that was the first time that Krishna manifested the form as Lord Chaitanya. And then he came and established the Hare Krishna movement. So like this, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya is very, very special. We're extremely fortunate. You know, I'm not sure how many people there are living in Maritzburg these days, but it's, I think, well over 100,000 people. Anyway, it's plenty of people. Here we have, I don't know, 100 or 150 or something like that. Maybe 1/10 of a percent. 1/10 of 1%. It's a real minority. But it means we're extremely fortunate. We got some mercy from Lord Chaitanya. And we were able to accept some mercy from Lord Chaitanya in our hearts. And to change ourselves at least a bit, or to begin to change ourselves. So the great day is tomorrow. We're fasting till 6 o'clock or 6:30 here. In Durban we're fasting till 6. We are further to the east, so the moon will rise slightly earlier. Well, I don't know about that, but anyway. So we're fasting. Although you can drink water. I mean, if you've got a condition, like if you're diabetic, then of course you have to address your needs. But otherwise, try to fast until you come here in the evening. And there'll be very nice prasad. And then there'll be a wonderful evening program. Celebrating our good fortune. Celebrating the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Gopalila Mahotsava ki. Gopalila Hare Bol. Alright. Thank you for listening very patiently. Now we will offer